producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Next part of our discussion for Tuesday. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here to go in depth into several different things during the course of this hour. Thinking, saying, doing, helping, working. It's Tuesday, the 13th of October. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration wants to put somebody, want to put your body on Mars, Kenny, by the year 2030?
Yeah, I could clear my schedule, sure.
Yeah, all right. So maybe you and I will go as the first broadcasters from Mars. Last week, the folks at NASA detailed how that can become a reality in our future in the next 20 years or maybe sooner even than that. The report's titled NASA's Journey to Mars, Pioneering Next Steps in Space Exploration. The reason that the folks at NASA were as cooperative in the filming of the movie The Martian is because they wanted the publicity. And even as a public entity, they ought to have more people. When Jay Honeycutt was running the Space Center in Florida at Cape Kennedy, he's a fellow that I get to know very well because I went to 4 or 5 of the launches for the space shuttle over the years, and he was running it at the time. There was a feeling of openness. There was a television show that originated from there. There were a couple of movies. Remember the movie with Clint Eastwood and Tommy Lee Jones? James Garner was in it. Wasn't it called Space Cowboys?
I think so, yeah.
Subtitle, Old Men in Space. That was arranged because Jay Honeycutt gave them access, encouraged them to do it. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you that story is because the movie The Martian was filmed with the complete cooperation of NASA because they wanted the promotion, they wanted the publicity, they wanted the openness as they prepared to issue this report, Journey to Mars. So, the report reads, quote, we are on a journey to Mars. In the next few decades, NASA will take steps towards establishing a sustainable human presence beyond Earth. Not just to visit, but to stay there. And you look at all this research that's been done. You look at how they put the movie together. It was done, as I say, with the cooperation, not just they used the logo and stuff, but because they had done all of this research. By that time, most of it was used to help in putting the movie together, which was actually filmed on a desert. It was either Morocco or someplace in northern Africa. The first phase of this trip involves more research on the International Space Station, especially when it comes to studying the effects of long-term space living and further development of its most powerful rocket, the Space Launch System, known as SLS. The satellite, launch of the, all of the missions, they were called STS on the shuttle system. So this is SLS. And then next, NASA wants to perform a variety of tasks in space. They want to work around the moon. So we'll be sending men back to the moon pretty quickly. This is pretty exciting, Kenny, actually, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They're redirecting. It's about time we spent money on something that was worthwhile. So, let's see. The asteroid redirect mission involves sending a solar electric robotic probe to an asteroid, removing a boulder-sized chunk and taking that back to the orbit around the moon, and trying to put it in an orbit around the moon. Boy, that sounds, you're going to take something that's aimed, let's say it's coming to the Earth on an asteroid, and then they're going to put it, bring it back to the moon, and they're going to put it in an orbit around the moon. That's pretty interesting. So, I thought you'd like to know that. There are lots of things going on the private side, too, as well. There are a lot of things on the private side that are going on in terms of the space program. So all of that is a, I think that's a positive. It's about time we had some positives. Next up here on the Good Day program, Rod Pyle is going to talk more about this and other plans that NASA has for visiting Mars. Is it in your future? It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next is the Battle Rounds on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Oh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you can always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
All right, 15 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I have Rod Pyle, who's been a producer, writer, and director of documentary programming for the History Channel. Also worked on Discovery. He's a NASA historian, so he's right out of my page book, Richie. I don't know whether Rod knows how much I love this stuff. I have an award, Rod, from NASA for my interest in covering space launches when things were heightened during some of the great years of the shuttle. I'm happy to make your acquaintance and meet you here on Good Day. Your book, Mission to the Moon, has been widely touted as a giving us great understanding about what goes on there. So yesterday you broke the story that Mars has streams, lakes, and the discovery goes back billions of years. Now, if you look, you've seen, no doubt, the movie The Martian, right?
Yes, I have.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was fun, you know. It was a little bit in the mold of Gravity and a couple other movies like Castaway.
Yeah.
And we've kind of seen the story before. If you've been around for a while, there was a movie in the 60s called Robinson Crusoe on Mars that got kind of silly. But it was the same idea, astronauts stranded, left behind.
Yeah.
And The Martian, it's beautiful. Have you seen it yet?
I did, as a matter of fact. That's why I asked. I have a book of some of the more off-putting places on the planet, and I believe that this movie was shot in the deserts of Namibia or someplace in Africa that has red sand and is very desolate. And so I wonder how, from your experience and understanding, how close is that really to what the surface of Mars looks like?
Well, it's pretty close. They looked all over the place. They finally ended up, I think it was a part of Jordan for a lot of it, where they had shot Mission to Mars and a couple of other films like that. And then, of course, a lot of digital processing was done. So I thought from the parts of the surface that, you know, we've all of us are interested in this, have spent a lot of time looking at, I thought it was really convincing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Damon's performance is great. There were a couple of moments where the science wasn't as wonderful as it could have been.
Right.
You know,
that, it's Hollywood.
There's a windstorm on that planet that could have tipped over that rock. You know, it's more like a soft breeze because there's just no...
There's no atmosphere.
It's really thin.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, if you do it accurately, it gets kind of dull and you don't want to spend 8 minutes watching a pressurization cycle, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, let's talk about your observations or what you're reporting here. And how did you get this information? Why does Rod Pyle show up first with this info?
Well, I work at Caltech as a science writer, and I worked at JPL as also doing science writing. And so this was coming up, the story we knew was coming up, but it had the usual press embargo on it. But because I was there and the paper was written largely by Caltech researchers, it made sense for me to write the story for the website, and then JPL took that material and wrote theirs. So the basic idea is just that, you know, Curiosity's been on the surface for a long time at Gale Crater. And they've been investigating the floor of that crater and the base of the mountain. And this was really a refinement of what they've been seeing for the last couple of years. But the idea is that there was just so much water active there billions of years ago, from about 3.7 to 3.2, 3.3 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that water brought all this sediment and rock and gravel and sand down into Gale Crater, filled up a good percentage of it, and then was scoured away apparently by wind action later, leaving a good chunk of that mountain behind. The rest of it was put there by wind. So that was the case is kind of surprising, and how quickly it happened over maybe 350 million years was surprising, because it had been assumed that it took quite a bit longer. And I think the biggest thing that's left for me in writing this up, after these guys have done all this wonderful hard work up at JPL and Caltech and other places, was it's interesting that the climate model people keep coming up with one answer when they look at ancient Mars, and then the guys who are looking at the rocks kind of come with this other answer and say, you know, this is what we're seeing, and I think we've got to go back and take another look at our assumptions because something isn't right here. And that's always, when that happens in science, you get excited.
Mm-hmm. You know, I get the biggest kick out of people are going to laugh. The discovery or the explanation of what has come, you quote John Grotzinger, who is Caltech's Fletcher Jones Professor of Geology. Fletcher Jones owns a lot of Mercedes dealerships in Southern California and funded the chair. I don't know why I found that. I tickled those of us who are Southern Californians, at least full-time or part-time, know him from all the ads. I just found it interesting. It had nothing to do with the story other than this guy has worked a lot on it. And it's just kind of funny. But there's a lot. We got about 30 seconds here. What can we compare Mars to in terms of Earth-like structures? Anything friendly there that we can hang our hat on?
Well, there's that recent announcement of what appears to be flowing water coming out of the gully sides, and that's, I think, all we're going to get for a while. But that was a big deal because, you know, we've been talking for years about what water having been on the surface.
Yep.
Water ice was discovered in 2008 and so forth. But finding it actually flowing is kind of grindy. It's a good moment for us. So that helps.
Good moment. Congratulations. Nice job writing it out so we can actually understand it. Rod Pyle here, guesting from the History Channel about what's on Mars. 21 after on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Luciano Pavarotti, who would have turned 80 today.
Luciano.
What did I say?
Luciano.
Luciano Pavarotti.
Luciano. Yeah, the I is pronounced the H in Italian.
Fascinelli.
Luciano.
Fascinelli. All right. So his thought, which we pass along, if you know why you fall in love, you aren't in love. My God. Is that my... That's so provocative. Those of us who are in love or have been in love, and you think about what it is. I remember my coach said to me once when we were going through some of the things that were...
Your football coach?
Topsy-turvy. You know, my personal coach.
Oh, your personal coach.
Yes, right. Said to me, as we were talking about the various things that were going on in my love life, she said, that's love. And love is one of those things that's hard to explain, it would appear. So thank you, Luciano Pavarotti. This is a great version, by the way, on all the classic hit stations, classic hits, when I say classical music stations that play the hits now. This is heard frequently. It's good. Everybody all like this? Thank you, everybody.
Your son do with the tryouts for the Mets this past weekend.
Good question, Richie. Thanks for remembering that. Yeah. How'd he do?
He was great. He didn't win, but there were 36 people competing to go to the next round, and most of them were older and had more experience. But
what a great experience. He mean getting there. God love him.
How old is he? 21.
Right.
Most of them were in their upper 20s.
Yeah. Good luck. He'll be fine. He'll do well. All right, this is also the anniversary of the passing of singer-songwriter John Denver, who was piloting an experimental plane that crashed into Monterey Bay on this date in 1997. Witnesses say the plane made of fiberglass with a single engine and two seats was flying from the 500 feet when it dropped unexpectedly into the ocean. What turned out to be the problem was there was no gas
in the plane.
He ran out of gas.
He didn't have any.
See, prop titans? Check. Oil pressure? Check. Wait a minute, there's something I'm forgetting here.
Yeah. What was it? The thing that
you
I think
he may have done that on purpose.
Well, I think that there's a
want to talk.
Well, it was medical. His wife had left him. He was a very unhappy guy, so I think there's something to be said. But the music he left behind, my God!
I hear the last thing people heard as he flew above was.
Just played the song by Luciano Pavarotti, and it reminds me of the song that John Denver did with opera singer Placido Domingo called Perhaps Love.
Perhaps love is like a resting place, a shelter from the storm. It exists to give you comfort, it is there to give you warmth. And in those times of trouble, when you are most alone, the memory of love will bring you home.
Interesting combination.
Boy, if they let me try this with my electric guitar and a distortion pedal, I could do things with this song.
You always have to ruin it. What a great, great song. It wants to show. We were listening to it in the car coming back from the Cape yesterday. It's one of those songs you open the, turn the windows, put the windows down, and just turn the radio up and just sing.
I wish I had a video of that. That's a sitcom right there.
Oh, my God. All right. So we celebrate John Denver and all of his great music and the thoughts of Luciano Pavarotti. Luciano, Roberta. 28 after on Good Day. It's Simple Mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the battle round on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Oh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, thinking ahead as to what the day ahead may be for you. How art thou? How are we working through the Twitter space? It's facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. That's social media that Ken Kessler is constantly monitoring your thoughts there. You can think and speak at 888-302-3684. Email is also a way of communicating. Email to Doug@DougSteffen.com or to Ken@DougSteffen.com. The news media is subject to scrutiny and criticism from this corner, from these corners. The fact that there is so much focus on shootings, murder, mayhem, the old expression, if it bleeds, it leads. How does that work for you? How does all that information get processed? And why is it important to so many people? There are those who are in the media who will discuss, the news media, who will discuss this and say, well, if people didn't want it, they wouldn't watch it and we wouldn't do it. Or read about it in the newspaper or whatever you want to use as a verb to describe the action that is upon us when we have so much reporting done on things that are actually of little or no value to you. How is it important for you to know about the latest shooting, the latest murder? Why does that affect your life? Or how, maybe is the better question. How does that affect your life? Every day there are stories. This almost becomes a broken record for me, for this program, for the news talk world in general, the news media in general. And it seems to be getting worse. There's a marginal line between happy talk and the serious discussion of issues kind of gets lost in the mayhem of murder and shootings. For me, it does. I have been, this is a complex thing for me, because I have been on the radio doing conversational talk since 1974. And as a young person, I guess I was involved actively. I was in college and on the radio there. Don't know that I talked when I was in the music side of it. I don't remember talking much about this sort of thing. And I'm not sure I even was very interested in it as a student, whether it be in high school or college. But yet, there are so many people who seem to think on the other side, okay, the newspaper people say, or the news people say, well, if there wasn't interest in it, we wouldn't report on it. And then there are people who read or hear all of this stuff being discussed, and they say, well, we have so much negativity, why does the news media do this? So there's a criticism on both sides, excuse me, or an evaluation that points the finger at, if you take a fork in the, if you see a fork in the road, take it, kind of thinking from Yogi Berra. It's, who's responsible? And it's like chicken and egg stuff. And so you wonder, as I look at the latest story, every hour there's somebody getting killed, or more than that in Chicago, but around the world is a focus, because the news media never focuses on Chicago. At least two people were killed, more than a dozen injured in a series of stabbings and shootings in Israel earlier today. Officials say two suspects opened fire and stabbed passengers on a bus in Jerusalem. One Israeli died, 16 injured in that attack. Medical units saying that the attacker was shot and killed. So why is it important for us to see that? Headline in today's New York Times: the murder and mayhem in Israel. And here's another story. A driver rammed his car into a bus station before getting out and stabbing people on the main street in Israel, in Jerusalem. So the shoot 'em ups in Israel continue, with the violence in the Middle East a daily event for most all of our lives. No matter how old you are, can you remember a time when there wasn't some kind of murder and mayhem going on in the Middle East? For that matter, no matter what your age, can you remember a day? Let's see if there's a tragedy in this, Kenny. Can you remember a day when there wasn't murder, mayhem, some kind of outrage in some part of our country? I'm trying to remember when there was a day when I didn't see a different sort of day here in America, where there wasn't at least one shooting, one wildly disturbing video that motivated me to turn the TV off, the radio off, whatever. And the coverage from the television news point of view, is so banal. It's so simplistic, like you are all morons. You ever get that feeling, Kenny, that you're just another stupido at the hands of these people who know, it's like a politician, we know what's best for you. Really? How do you know what's best for me? So, you kiss some of this stuff goodbye, and then what do you fill the newspapers with? Here, gunman in Haiti kills U.S. missionary in her car. Why is it important for us to know that? I'd rather talk about what's happening. My own prejudice is to sort of focus on things that are unusual from the point of view of what happens in our everyday life. Do we need to talk about what's going on in the Middle East when it comes to ISIS? Yeah, if not for any other reason than to motivate somebody someplace to do something about it. That has value. But talking about somebody who's been killed in a hit-and-run accident, or someone who shot, the latest numbers in Chicago, 43 killed in Chicago this past weekend, or some crazy, the most violent. It's a great city. I was in Chicago a little while ago. I love Chicago. But I couldn't stand for that sort of thing being the primary focus in a city that I lived in. I would be such an agitator on the radio there. Woo! All right, so we have some, now,
the discussion of the shootings or the stabbings or the murders or the mayhem all gets sort of wrapped around, well, especially the shootings, around the discussion of gun control. So the latest incident in Oregon, people still haven't gotten over that as well. We ought not to get over it, because every time it happens, nobody does anything. They just talk about it, and then, well, we gotta have new gun laws on the books. Why? Enforce the damn laws that are on the books now. What do you need more for? You don't enforce the ones that we have. Kenny, what do you have for comments at facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show?
Hal says, three school shootings in the past week. How can anyone argue that guns are not part of the problem?
Guns are part of the problem. The guns are the problem, but that doesn't settle it out. Guns are the problem. They're in the hands of the wrong people. How do we put them in the hands of the right people? That's the discussion, isn't it? At least part of it.
Sure.
What else? Huh? Isn't that the part of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Terry says, the same person that does not follow the law regarding murder is not going to abide by new gun control laws.
Well, again, these people don't pay attention to the law. By definition, anybody who pulls a stunt like this is insane. They are out of their minds. You don't, if you're a right-thinking human being, pull out a gun and shoot somebody because you have a grievance with them. You don't. So what does that say about the balance of mental health in our country? See, this is a really important national discussion. It ought to be part of every presidential debate, starting with the one tonight the Democrats are having, and the next Republican debate, and continuing as a national forum, because we are unwilling to deal with, because there are too many people who are out of their minds themselves that don't want this as a discussion topic, because I believe they don't want you to focus on them. Most of the people who don't want, it's kind of like talking about homosexuality. People who don't like homosexuals are worried about their own sexuality. I'm convinced of that. And in this circumstance, people who don't want to talk about or do something about mental health issues have mental health issues themselves. Think about that as you work your way through this next few minutes in a moment, as a matter of fact. Max Kuttner is going to be here to continue the discussion, the focus on shootings, violence, and the media, up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the Battle Rounds on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
But
no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
All right, now 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Max Kuttner is a journalist from Long Island focusing on general interest stories. He's associated with Newsweek magazine. You can find his work at newsweek.com. From his latest piece, he writes, quote, in July, researchers presented a terrifying idea. Mass killings and school shootings may be contagious. As far as I'm concerned, Max, these people are homegrown terrorists. And I think often about how to talk about these on the radio, perhaps not mentioning their names, as has been done not a lot here, but certainly the major news media. This is a program that talks about what's going on in the news and in the world, but we don't make the news, and the newspapers don't either, but they sometimes appeal to, as is suggested here, those who would like to be like fill-in-the-blank, the last guy, whoever it was. And I think that's your theme, isn't it? That's your theory?
Yes, that's what I write about. That's what victims' advocates say. That's what researchers like those this past summer who reported on it said. I think now it's pretty safe to say that these tend to be inspired by previous acts. And victims' advocates, journalism ethicists, say that there are ways for reporters to minimize that in their report.
All right, let's talk about that, because the ethical treatment of this, the leaving out of the names, which is my suggestion, is maybe an important way of dealing. The ethics of the news, it would seem to me, would preclude them from wanting to have people follow copycat-wise what was done a week or two ago. They ought to do whatever they can to prevent that, right?
Yes, and we've seen that with other types of issues. We see that sometimes with international hostages, the news not naming names. We see with suicide prevention advocates have issued guidelines like the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, World Health Organization, that reporters have adhered to. We've seen this with not naming rape victims. So there are ways to do that. There is a precedent there for not naming these shootings. Reporters just have to kind of come on board with that.
Well, there isn't a law that's needed here. There's just some consciousness. Yes?
Yes, correct.
All right. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So, yes, and as you alluded to this research, Arizona State University over the summer found that 30% of mass killings had been inspired by previous mass killings. 22% of school shootings had been inspired by previous school shootings. So this isn't just victims advocates saying, hey, you guys as reporters should focus on the victims, not the shooters. There is now research to back this idea up.
Well, there was an interesting reality that happened after the shooting, when there was so much attention being given to the guy that did the shooting and not enough to the fellow that took 7 bullets trying to get in the way of the shooter and his victims.
Right.
And I noticed the fellow still in the hospital. There was a crowdfunder GoFundMe effort to help him and his family that raised about $700,000 in the last 3 or 4 days. So people are paying attention to this sort of thing and would rather pay attention. That's the name that we should have known out of this, not the kid.
Right, and his name, to say it, is Chris Mintz.
Yes, right, yeah. And you can go to the GoFundMe site if you want to help his family. But that's what I'm saying is we ought to be focused more on the victims here and not on the people who do it. And again, it's a simple choice that those in the news media would have. And whether they're taught that or they just feel it, there's so many of them that go for the quick hit. That's what it is. It's just a quick hit. Lazy.
Right.
Lazy reporting.
I think sometimes people in these, you know, unthinkable, unspeakable acts, people want all the information they could find. That's their way of working through it. So some people will be searching for the names. It's the reporter's choice and maybe the newsroom's choice as well.
Max, thank you. Max Kudner from Newsweek here.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now visits with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats and Neo 40. We'll talk about why Ken thinks that those products are good to use after we get into some of the nitty-gritty of the medical news this week, including surgery connected to weight loss. If you're getting, what do they call those, a lapendectomy?
Bariatric surgery.
Bariatric surgery. What's the problem?
This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the surgery volume. Doug, this week, weight loss surgery patients, they're at increased risk for self-harm and suicide within the first 3 years after having a bariatric procedure. Even if you remove the weight, you may not remove the psychological issues associated with it. The increased risk for self-harm stresses the need for screening for suicide risk during follow-up after weight loss surgery, Doug.
So that means when you have a lapendectomy, is that what it's called? Lapendectomy?
A lapendectomy.
When do you get, what is it called when you have the weight loss surgery? You get
bariatric procedure.
So you need not only do you need that surgery, but you need a brain.
Well, you need an evaluation initially to determine what your mental state is, mm-hmm. and then you need follow-up to make sure that you're not developing depression or suicide.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's a heart specialist. specialist cardiologist in Florida at Lake Cardiology. You can check out his website, lakecardiology.com. The news today on hot flashes and their connection to heart disease.
Exactly. This comes out of the North American Menopausal Society 2015 annual meeting, Doug. Menopausal women who have lots of hot flashes, they could face a higher risk for early stage heart disease. Women in their mid-50s who have up to 12 hot flashes per day have thicker carotid artery layers than women with 4 or less flashes per day. This link is independent of age, race, weight, cholesterol levels, and blood pressure. Women who have frequent hot flash symptoms, they need to be regularly screened for heart disease risk factors, Doug, such as blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, and smoking.
All right. I know who you're going to get a visit from. next, the immune system for women is enhanced by sexual activity, it looks like.
Well, this is from Fertility and Sterility and also another medical journal, Physiology and Behavior, this month. Two publications. For centuries, women have used the calendar method, Doug, for getting pregnant or for not getting pregnant based on the idea that having sex on or around the days they're ovulating increases their chances of conception. But two new studies have discovered that having more sex any time may boost fertility. It has to do with the immune system. Sexual activity actually prevents the body's natural defenses from attacking sperm or the emerging embryo and prepares the body for potential impregnation. So we can each draw our own conclusions from this study.
All right. Let's talk about the studies that have been done on beets, the things that we are talking about with regard to giving your body more energy, getting more blood flow around, connected to nitric oxide, which is connected to beets, which is connected to super beets and Neo 40. This is not heavy lifting to put these things all together, Ken.
Well, in 1988, nitric oxide, Doug, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. And also, this can allow, instead of all those high caffeine and high sugar drinks, a way to get an energy boost throughout the day.
All right. So with the National Institutes of Health saying that about 60% of you have high blood pressure or in danger of it, you need to call 800-655-4183 and get a hold of this product that Ken has just told you about. Super Beets, Neo 40, the capsules that melt in your mouth, give you instant energy, much better than a cup of coffee. And then Super Beets gets that blood around through the day. If you're going to work out, get the muscles and your brain and everything in your body tuned up with extra blood. That's what happens with the products that come from Super Beats folks at Neo 40. 800-655-4183.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. 30-day food supply.